This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And able to shift our attention from anything to another anything. We're very flexible here on the DJV program. Jennifer off till next week, and then Victoria here working her little ears off to listen and learn and then talk about what's going on. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with, let's sort of do a potpourri of things, of all things Washington, of all things political, and then just get on to the rest of the horror in the world. All right, let's, we got, did you see this about Mike Pence saying that our country and Turkey are agreeing now to have a ceasefire? That was sort of all over the late night news stories, newscasts last night. And
not sure how they came up with 120 hours.
Yeah, why?
That'd be a good
question.
I don't know.
Yeah, right.
That's
exactly.
Kind of an odd.
What happens in 120 hours? 120 hours would be 24 into 120. That's, what? That's 5 days. Maybe that's it. 5 days. Why don't they just say 5 days?
Yeah.
All right. So that ceasefire in Syria. I saw Boring Boris also last night bopping around. He's got a horrible hairdo.
Oh, it's the worst. Oh, yeah.
Really?
He's sort of known for it.
He blows.
I think he won't change it now because it's sort of his signature look.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
It's not a good look, but it's his signature.
No, and so the latest in the impeachment, do we call this the impeachment gate? No. What's it? Good. What's a good name for
I don't know.
Of this? All things impeachment. So who did what? Who told us? Giuliani involved in this or somebody else? Who do we have to quote today?
Well, Mick Mulvaney, who is the acting chief of staff, he made an admission yesterday that, well, I don't know if it was an admission. He made a statement that said that that the aid for Ukraine that we've all been talking about, he said it was linked to President Trump's request to Ukraine for a political probe into the Joe Biden, Hunter Biden thing. His exact quote to the press was that it was nothing out of the ordinary, even though it did happen, but he said it was nothing out of the ordinary, and he literally told reporters, quote, get over it. And he said, quote, there's going to be political influence in foreign policy. And he said, that's going to happen. So he's basically saying, yes, it did happen, but this is nothing out of the ordinary. Then after, I guess, a few hours later, he kind of walked back those comments during a press briefing. He then said that the administration had held up almost $400 million in military assistance to Ukraine, in part because Trump wanted the president to investigate the Ukraine's involvement in the hack of the Democratic National Committee server in 2016. So it once again, I think we're going in circles, and he then said that he blames the media for misconstruing his comments and that it's a witch hunt and all this other stuff. So we're right back to where we began.
Yeah.
Some Republicans are claiming that they're very unhappy with Mulvaney's comments, perhaps because it does kind of murky the water a little bit. But I don't know. It's frustrating.
I get out of it.
It's frustrating to figure out what's actually going on.
Well, I get that it does happen, has happened. It's not anything new, but because of the focus, the intense scrutiny and focus on it, it's the source of it and the way it was presented make it seem like it's never happened before. But yet there are any number of examples of this sort of thing going on where, in this circumstance, what I got out of listening to a fairly objective right-of-center radio host, I was in my truck for a long time yesterday driving to Connecticut and back again, so I actually did listen to a couple of conversations about this. And it seems that the way it's like, you know, it's how you dress the pig. What is it? You put lipstick on,
a pig.
On a pig, right. Okay, so in this circumstance, because Trump is at loggerheads, and part of it is his personality, and part of it is the news media, and it's like a whole combination of a sewerage that gets mixed together. And so because it's him, it gets attention. But there are a lot of things that he has done that have been done by others that don't seem to get scrutinized. And the things that come up are things like this that look, they have a murky edge to them. They look like they're kind of off center, off kilter, but they aren't.
I understand
really.
That, and I agree with that. The only thing is, what makes me kind of scratch my head a bit, and I have not, and I know everyone knows I am no fan of Trump, but you may also have noticed, I have not jumped on this impeachment thing at all, because I'm really still withholding judgment, because I think if there's something that he really did, fine. If not, move on. And so I am of the mindset, on the Democratic side, there are other Democrats who feel the same way I do, that he should not be removed from office, that unless he really did something
the legitimate way,
get a good
candidate and run against him. That's the way to get rid of him.
Then vote him out and let the American people decide. However, the only little bits of red flags that kind of pop in my mind, people who were in the room, people like John Bolton, whom, you know, you and I, Doug, totally disagree with John Bolton's way of life.
I don't disagree with it. I just think he's a buffoon.
But anyway, I don't appreciate his warmongering. But the fact that he was in the room and heard the call and then instructed, I forget what the woman's position was, but then he instructed another aide to report it immediately to the Department of Justice. And Bolton was still on. He was still on the payroll.
That's why he got fired.
I agree with you. I think that's why he got boosted. But what did Bolton hear? That's what I'm kind of wondering, because he's not the type. Yeah, he's not the type, I think, to be a turncoat like that. So he must have heard something that he thought, we better start protecting ourselves against this, because something's wrong here. Yeah. And there are other people.
Well, he hasn't heard all these other calls. You know, that's the other thing. Who's heard every one of these calls like this that's been made by other people who have tried to get something? I mean, if I were wanting to look into stuff... I'd want to know about phone calls between Pukin Putin and Trump, or Pukin Putin and anybody. And by the way,
I want to know, what did he say to Erdogan, the president of Turkey? Because they got off the phone.
Trump? Are you talking
about Trump?
Pukin Putin.
Trump. I want to know what that conversation was. Remember, we weren't leaving Syria, and then he had a phone call with Turkey, and all of a sudden the next day, in a tweet, he announced that we were leaving Syria. So what happened on that phone call? Did you read the letter that he wrote to President Erdogan?
No.
It was basically, I don't know. How do I say this? It was kind of like an email, you know, the way that you would shoot a casual email to someone with a few kind of like, don't be a tough guy. But it was a handwritten letter, and he has beautiful signature. So it looks like it's this should be a very official presidential letter. And then you actually read it, and it's these little run-on sentences. It's kind of crazy. And that's what he actually sent to the president of Turkey. The whole thing is just very bizarre. It's like, well, what happened on that phone call? And now you're writing him this letter telling him, don't be a tough guy and do this the right way. And I don't know. I'm very confused as to what
happened
there.
Mondo bizarro time. So Russia removed three American diplomats from a train yesterday heading up to that town on the seacoast that had a nuclear accident. The Russian news agency said the diplomats were going to Ninotska, which is the village that's closed to the military. It's a military testing site. And there was a mysterious explosion there a couple of months ago. Remember, 7 people died, and the radiation levels...
I forgot about that, but yes. Yeah,
right. Kind of like Chernobyl, only nobody really lives there. And so the State Department was trying to get somebody to go up and nose around, and apparently the Russians found out about it, and they unauthorized their travel. Most diplomatic courtesy, most diplomats of some substance... are allowed to go where they want to in most of these countries. And Russia is not exactly, you can move around in Russia without having too much, you know, nobody knowing too much about where you're going. It's not as easy as driving from Ohio to Indiana, but you can get around. Anyway, if the so the guys on the train said they were going on a fact-finding mission to some other place, they weren't going there, and so the Russians gave them a map of Russia to tell them, you know, kind of show them, well, if you're really going here, then why were you going there? It was that kind of a thing. But Pukin Putin was certainly behind that. I want to have a minute here to mention or to have a moment for a guy that I didn't know well, but I knew him. He was a guy who was around, he'd been around about as long as I have on the radio. And last week, a lot of people who, you know, the music connection to talk radio, the closest music connection, and one of the reasons we, when we are talking about music, play so much country, is because people who tell you in surveys, you know, they always are asking in ratings and reports and things, well, what do you listen to besides talk radio? And the vast majority of people who listen to talk radio also listen to country music. So most people know who Bob Kingsley is, or in this case was, because he passed away yesterday at the age of 80. He'd been doing a countdown. The country top 40 has been on the air for as long as Casey Kasem's been around. This guy's been doing this show for at least 40 some odd years. And he had been doing it up until last week. And it was announced that he had bladder cancer. And in 4 days, he was dead.
Oh, jeez.
So it's just, but he was a good guy. And he had a great, one of those great sort of country announcer voices. You know, he didn't sound like, and I say this lovingly, he didn't sound like he was a hick from out in Wisconsin, I mean in Wyoming somewhere. He really knew the music, and the people who were country stars liked him a lot because he had good stories, because he knew a lot of these stars. So anyway, just a moment to acknowledge him and his passing. Time for us to think about your life and how you can live a good, long, healthy life if you're not overweight. We've had a lot of conversations on one of our, actually two of our episodes of Good Day Health, which I hope you find time to listen to every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the two main participants in the conversations, talks frequently about body mass index and how you get there, how you find it. And it's all about weight. It's about not your waist size. It's not about anything except how much you weigh. And if you are, if you have a body mass index, I think, Carrie, you and you were listening to this conversation. If it's over 26, I think, is it 25, 26?
Yeah, it's 25 to 30 is like, yeah. Or below 25 is the best, and over 30
right.
Is like obese or something.
Yeah, right, exactly. Danger zone. So if you're on, if you're in one of those danger zones and you're trying to jumpstart your program to lose weight, if you understand your goal is to lose weight, great. But can we make it, can we agree that taking it off and keeping it off is an important thing for you to aim for? And that's what Calitrin is all about. It's a natural way, the really only one, the successful one for weight loss. And it's good because when you lose the weight, you have more energy, your joints don't bother you, you're carrying around all that extra weight. So the natural drug and stimulant-free product that's called Calitrin, the way it works is to get your, it's easy, take 4 capsules a night before you go to bed, lose the weight, and then stay on the program for 4 or 5 months. It'll keep, get your body charged up and keep you sort of on a natural path. Go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, Calitrin.com. Special deals there if you use the DJV code, plus free shipping. DJV code, lose the weight, keep it off at Calitrin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Does that go with country music, you think, more than other kinds of music? No, hard rockers there, drinkers and whooper-uppers. And apparently Gretchen Wilson is the same. 24 after Friday, October the 18th on the DJV program, the ladies and I have a story about Gretchen Wilson, who was tossed from a New Mexico hotel over noise complaints. She was asked to get out following a number of noise complaints. Police said that Ms. Wilson and other guests had worn out their welcome. How do you do that? Well, whooping it up, probably. She had performed at the 7th Annual Las Cruces Country Music Festival. According to Wilson herself, she got into her room about 12:30 and was reprimanded for talking too loudly. A call to 911 from a hotel employee said her volume level for talking was the equivalent of yelling! After she was kicked out, she tweeted the hotel asked her to leave in the middle of the night for no reason. She also called on her Twitter followers to band together to put Hotel Encanto. Is that how you pronounce it? Out of business?
I guess Encanto, yeah.
Encanto, whatever it is. Okay. In August of last year, she was arrested at a Connecticut airport after what was described as a disturbing incident on an incoming flight. So she got off the plane.
She was bombed, yeah.
Yeah, right. And she was charged with breach of the peace, however. So one of her big hits is Redneck Woman. Maybe that's...
And I'm here for the party.
I'm here for the party. Yeah.
Here for the party. Whoopee! All right, let's see. What else have we got? I always like anything about the Dixie Chicks. I'm always pretty interested in them. The Alley Coalition announced the first round of performers for its 6th annual talent show, and the Chicks are on it, along with the Bleachers. Jason Isbell are all set to take the stage for the LGBTQ benefit, along with Mike Birbiglia. He's coming. I don't know him. What do you know about him, ladies?
He's a comedian and an actor. Yep, he's pretty big.
Well known. Would I know him if I Googled him and looked at a picture of him?
I don't know how much you follow comedy. He was on a season of Billions as an actor. He played Taylor Mason's boyfriend, the guy who invests in. Yeah, I don't know if you remember, but anyway.
Oh yes. Okay. You know, yeah, because I watched that. Yeah.
And then Max ruins the deal, and it ruins their relationship.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, he plays it coy with her at first, and then Bingo Bango.
Right.
He was like the son of some rich guy, and he had his own money, if I remember correctly. Yeah. All right, the coalition founder, Jack Antonoff, I don't understand.
He was in the band Fun.
He was in a band called Fun.
Yeah,
oh,
and
okay.
One of the other guys for that. In the band is
right.
Going to perform, too. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. They're going to perform. His sister and co-founder, Rachel Antonoff, is going to serve as the host of the evening. The Ally Coalition puts
ally.
On its talent show. Why is it spelled Ally? Why don't they spell it Ally? That's not how you
it
spell
is
ally.
Spelled
that's
ally.
How you spell Ally.
No, Ally's.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, you're thinking of the plural form. The
right.
Singular form of allies. That's exactly it, A-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah. Yeah. Have to go back to school. The recipients of this talent show every year benefits organizations that serve trans youth, the at-risk queer youth. I don't like that word. I just don't. I never did like it. I don't. Remember
that's the word that they choose.
I know it is, but it doesn't. It's yeah. They have a whole different. I grew up with it having a whole different context. Anyway, talent show for this year takes place December 12th at New York City's Town Hall. Tickets purchased directly from the venue or via Ticketmaster. If you want to pay twice as much, go to Ticketmaster. 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are, and those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do, and then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration calls it a ceasefire in northern Syria. Turkish officials call it only a pause in the fighting. In any case, President Trump last night was crediting tough love with achieving it.
Without a little tough love, they would have never made this deal. President Obama lost 1 million people in the area, 1 million people.
The president telling a campaign crowd in Dallas last night it was unconventional, but he had to let Turkey and Syria fight for a few days in order to make the deal. Meanwhile, despite the deal, there still seems to be gunfire and shelling going on in northeast Syria. The former U.S. allies, the Kurds, have been given 5 days to pull out of the region, but Turkish forces seem to continue to be fighting them. And this is USA Radio News.
an official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
By the way, it's 34 after the hour, Friday on the DJV program with Victoria and Kara. If a baseball team played against a football team. No?
What's the question? You gotta give us more.
I wondered, have you ever wondered what would happen? Let's say that the football team chose 9 players to play baseball against, the Patriots versus the Red Sox. What kind of a game would that be?
It depends what they're playing, because baseball players have baseball bats. So if it's the last man standing, I think the baseball players might win.
Maybe.
But if Tom Brady won that one, I would give him the GOAT title then. I would absolutely.
Really? What is the GOAT title?
Greatest of all time. That's what they call Tom Brady.
Okay.
So if he could actually play baseball against the Red Sox and win, then yes, I might.
There have been, over the course of my life, baseball, people who played basketball and baseball, people who played football and baseball. Baseball seemed to be the common denominator, and then other sports. It doesn't happen too much now, but I don't know why I was thinking that. I just, You know me and my mind. I'm always thinking, I'm putting my mind to the best test possible and wondering, what if? And in this circumstance, I was walking up the stairs and thinking, what if? For no necessarily particular reason. Just food for thought. Fortunately, we all have minds and we can let them wander. And so I let mine wander. And that's the result of my wandering. Thanks very much for your attention. And now let's move on. A group of drug manufacturers, Victoria, is close to settling the opioid lawsuits, or a lot of them anyway. Mm-hmm. New York Times has a story about the various drug companies and distributors stepping up for, what, $50 billion? $50 billion to settle these lawsuits. And that won't even really take care of them. I don't know. How much money does that amount to?
It's not enough, but
per person? How is that going to be
decided? Don't know. And that's part of the problem, because when we have these massive settlements, most of the time, whether it's Equifax or Yahoo, you know, the major ones that we've heard that just recently, so much of that money goes to fines. It doesn't even go to the people who are affected by it. And so that's why everyone who is trying to get some money out of Equifax is going to get about $4. Well, $700 million is already gone to settlements with the government, paying fines and fees and things like that. But none of it actually went. It's not going to the people whose data was actually breached and sold on the dark web. And so just like that, I'm afraid that a $50 billion deal here, they say it's going to cover the costs associated with the opioid epidemic. Well, what does that mean? That's so generic. And then they say health care and law enforcement and addiction treatment. Okay, well, addiction treatment, that's you're getting somewhere then, but law enforcement, what does that even have to do with it? So you're going to start arresting people who are addicted to opioids and it's not their fault? I don't know. I think the whole thing is still a mess, but they say that they're trying to finalize a deal before next week.
400,000 people have died as a result of taking this crap.
Yep.
400,000. Wow. And these people keep selling this stuff, keep getting away with murder. They should be charged. The people that run these companies should be charged with second-degree murder or manslaughter or something.
Well, you know, actually, yes, I do agree with that. Now, the reason that this is important for this specific deal, this involves Johnson & Johnson and Teva.
Yeah, Johnson & Johnson mostly, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is actually the first federal trial for the nation's opioid crisis. That's going to start next week in Ohio. And so a settlement would allow the defendants to avoid the trial. Obviously,
right.
They don't want to go to trial because then a jury
That's
starts awarding billions and billions to every person.
So they're trying to avoid that. Yeah.
But they still have over 2,000 lawsuits working their way through the court systems. So it's
good for the lawyers.
But it is, yeah, good for the lawyers. But I was reading yesterday, there is a family who lost a loved one to an opioid addiction, and they are the first family to file a wrongful death suit. So that could be kind of interesting. That's the first one now.
Yeah.
And I forget which pharmaceutical company they filed against, but it is, and if they win, then we're going to see, we're going to see the legal precedent set there, so,
Excuse me. Yep. All right, so let's see traffic and weather together on the nines here on the DJB program. Yesterday, here in my neck of the woods, and when I say that, this region of the country, Pennsylvania, New York, where you are, actually, Victoria, I don't think it was, did you get too much of a storm, Cara, down in Washington? The northeast. Actually yesterday.
I hope the winds have died down today.
Yeah, it was insanely windy.
I planted three new big trees, and one of them blew over. It was held up with ropes. I saw pictures. One of the people that worked, one of the people, actually two of them lived together in there in a town about 40 miles west of here. Trees all over the roads.
Yeah,
no
lots here
power.
Too.
And thousands still don't have their power, and it's scattered around. It's not just, there were 108 mile an hour winds on the Cape yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a
category. That's what they classified it as. It's category 2 hurricane gusts.
Yeah.
Not a hurricane, but a hurricane gust.
Yeah, one of those things that's what they call, we have referred to it as the perfect storm since that movie and the book came out.
Right.
So all these storms coming together.
The perfect
storm.
And
it seems they have, John Clooney was trying to talk like a New Englander.
Yeah.
Took lessons from Damon. I remember they talked about that. Damon was trying to teach him how to speak New England or Bostonian or whatever. And,
right.
And I think Wahlberg tried to teach him, too, because he was in the movie. Damon wasn't in the movie, but they were all together trying to teach Clooney how to... And he really didn't sound... He didn't pull it off too well. Anyway... out on the outer Cape, up Provincetown, a place like that, 108-mile-an-hour winds knocked over. So the storm was bad on the Cape, and then it was west of here. It was bad. We had 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds here. As I said, one of the trees I planted, I transplanted some big trees this week. One of them blew over. We'll fix it. It'll be okay. But then
we had some 60-mile-per-hour gusts here.
Yeah,
a lot of trees down and crashed on cars. I was driving yesterday and saw a lot
That's
of cars.
The pictures that they sent me from
them.
Where they were, where my
huge
two workers couldn't
limbs.
Get here because the trees, huge trees across the road. And in a rural area, they don't get those moved very quickly. Matter of fact, the two of them went out with a couple of chainsaws and cut their way down the street so they at least could get out.
And part of the problem is because we haven't had rain. Well, we had one day of rain, but before that it was like 20 days straight with no rain.
Dry.
And that dries out the trees and it puts, I forget the name of it, but it's some sort of a like autumnal shock. And so that's why we haven't, at least around here in New Jersey, where I am on the shore, we don't have any fall foliage. Everything went from green to brown and just falls off the tree immediately. Yeah. There was no the color
with
turn.
All that wind yesterday, still lots of green leaves because we've had a wet rain season. But as you said, the last couple, 3 weeks have been pretty dry.
Yeah.
So that dries things out fairly fast. October, are we supposed to do weather? No, we did weather and traffic. The traffic's bad. Turn your lights on. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I hope most people are aware of that at this point. Every 2 minutes, a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, and only about 100% of men, I'm sorry, about 1% of men get diagnosed with it. It's important that all men are educated as well about breast cancer.
Beyonce's dad is recovering from breast cancer.
Is he?
Right now,
Yeah. Every third Friday of October, National Mammography Day, is cousin to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The commitment here is to make sure you take self-care. I was talking to Kara about my wife who at 44 was diagnosed with breast cancer. And she'd had mammograms every year for 20 years and still didn't find it. And she recognized, and this is something for everybody to be aware of, she had pains in her back. And that's when she went to get a check. The pain wouldn't go away, and that's when they discovered it.
Wow.
Yeah. So mammography, using that low energy X-ray. I've often thought, and she and I used to talk about this, why MRIs, the only reason you don't get an MRI is because they're too expensive, and the insurance companies won't pay for them. But that's the better way of detecting. Mammograms, as I understand it, are pretty uncomfortable, right? You ladies have both been through them, I'm sure.
No, you have to start at 40. They don't pay for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you haven't had any yet?
Mm-mm. No. I've had a lot of tests and biopsies and things because I do have some adenomas, but and they're being, it's being watched, but
yeah, before that women just get like a yearly breast exam where when you go to the gynecologist, they do some feeling around.
Yeah,
but the problem with
you can self-exam for that anyway.
Yeah,
can't
teach
you how to do it yourself. Yeah.
But the reason I get ultrasounds every year. But the reason
that's good. That's
very good. The reason that they don't give mammograms to women under 40 is because the breast tissue is not it's too dense, or is it not dense enough? There's one of the two, but something happens to the breast tissue when you turn 40 or around that age, and that's why things can be detected on mammograms. Before that, mammograms don't really do much. They don't really you can't see anything.
I think it's less dense as you get older. I think that's it.
Maybe that's it then. Yes. Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yeah.
But that is the reason that the cutoff is always at 40.
Yeah. It's awareness, and the word aware is very applicable on this day or through this month or through your life. It's something my daughter has checked out very thoroughly. And
with the family history,
Got to do that. 44, actually 45 after the hour. A little sports news after I was thinking about that silly, what happens if you match up a baseball and a football team, former Buffalo Bills lineman Justin Bannon arrested for attempted murder after he shot a woman in Boulder, Colorado. He shot a woman in the arm. The woman was transported to the hospital and treated, not life-threatening. He knew the woman. The shooting apparently was random. The guy, I don't know what his...
This guy owns drugs. I don't know.
It has to be, right?
It just seems like nobody thinks about any consequences, and it's like you're playing for the NFL. You literally have, like, all of the opportunity in the world. And then you shoot somebody and go to jail for it? How stupid can you be?
I think it really just shows the ego that so many of these guys have because they're treated like gods on the football field.
Right.
And I think that must be, it's the arrogance and the ego. You know, speaking of football and murder, I was reading more about the guy, I forget his name now, the guy who was Tarzan, his son, you know, murdered
Ron
his wife.
Ron Eli.
I was reading about his son who stabbed his mother to death and then called 911 and tried to blame Ron Eli for it, tried to blame the father. He had been a lifelong football player, and my first thought was, he played football for Harvard, even though he graduated with a 4.0, and he'd been working as a security guard for the last couple of years. I don't know how you go from Harvard to a security guard, but maybe there was something else going on there. But it did cross my mind that CTE can definitely show itself in your 20s, and lots of depression and things like that, and thoughts of suicide.
Oh, yeah, he got bad around. You see the guy who died yesterday? Who was a boxer? And
yeah, we were talking about this. This is like the third or fourth boxer in his 20s who has died.
Are you talking about it on the air or off the air?
Karen
and I were talking about it off the air. He was 27. Yeah. I don't follow boxing, but to die at 27, it's horrible.
Awful. Helen Hunt, television star of some note, rushed to the hospital after an SUV she was riding it flipped over. During a really horrible crash in L.A., she was the only passenger.
Video this. The street cam video. It just shows her SUV going through an intersection. Not that fast. I mean, regular. This is like a little side street kind of a thing. And this white car comes out of nowhere and just T-bones them.
Right.
And it hit them. She had a big, like a Lincoln Navigator or one of those giant SUVs.
Yeah.
And it rolled right over. And the car that hit it looked like it was like a Ford Mustang or something.
She went to Cedar Sinai in Beverly Hills, so she's okay, but not really okay. The television shows coming from Netflix this fall, a lot of movies and television shows. Are we really talking about Christmas already?
Yes,
it's only 2 months away.
Some of the stuff starts November 1st on Netflix. And
people love to get going early on Christmas.
Yep.
I'm not one of them, but a lot of people do.
Right. And Sesame Street is going to kick off their next season, the 50th anniversary season, with a big show on HBO. We were talking about this off and on through the week, the people who are going to be there. But if you're a fan, you grew up with it, or you want to expose your children to it, it'd be a good time maybe to get a retrospective. If the kids are old enough, like they got to be 8 or 9, so you can tell them the story. But many people who are parents now grew up on Sesame Street. And it's one of these shows that's so iconic and so good, in my opinion anyway. I think that it's something to look forward to. So that's that story. What about looking forward to tonight? What's one big TV show tonight?
Brand new Hawaii 5-0. I know you, I think you watch that too, right? Sometimes on Friday nights.
I like Magnum. I like Magnum better and Blue Bloods. Yeah, Magnum's better.
That starts 8 p.m. on CBS tonight.
10 before the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Weekly countdown of the top five stories from the world of what we all have come to. We have, I'm kind of looking for a different way to get into this, the discussion about technology and how important it is to all of us, I think gets banal after a while. I'm trying to come up with something that's sexier, Victoria, but I don't know that I can.
Tech.
Tech is tech. All right, let's get to the top five, starting at five. The posting of items online, yet another warning why be very careful.
Yeah, you have to really be careful, especially if you're a woman and especially if you live at home alone. So it's one of these things that it's a horrible, weird story. A Japanese man last month was arrested for stalking a pop star, and then he attacked her at her home. And the way he found her, he studied photos that she had posted on Instagram and other social media sites. He saw that there was a train station reflected in her eyes in one of the pictures. He found the train station using Google Street View, and then eventually used some clues to figure out where she lived and found, and then when she came home, he was inside her apartment and attacked her. So it, even though none of us are pop stars, it still is a really good reminder. Be careful of what you post online. Kim Kardashian will be the first one to tell you that when she posted the picture of her with that 20-carat ring that her husband had given her, that's the reason she was robbed at gunpoint in Paris. They showed up. They didn't know who she was. They showed up and said, "Where's the rapper's wife?" And then she ended up going through a horrible ordeal and was robbed just because of what she posted online. This applies to don't post stuff if you've got a brand new flat screen TV. Don't post, you know, don't post your valuables online, because a lot of thieves now, they know when you're on vacation, because everybody always posts when you're on vacation, and then they know what's in your house and what can be stolen. So you have to just be really, really careful.
Good reason not to take a vacation. There you go.
You would take that as a takeaway.
Number four, Walmart has a direct fridge delivery service.
Yeah, well, right now it's available to over 1 million customers in Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas City, Kansas, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Vero Beach, Florida. And the service is going to roll out nationally after they test it out for a bit. This is a camera-equipped delivery service. It allows Walmart associates to enter into your home and then put stuff into your fridge. So it's $50 up front, and then Walmart will install a smart lock, and that will give their associates access into your home. Then there's a $20 monthly fee as well, and then that fee gets you unlimited deliveries, although you need to have at least $30 worth of items for the in-home delivery. They're basically copying what Amazon did with its Key Home service, so we'll see if it works for the Walmart customer. The jury is still out.
You know, I saw this thing about Marshall's doing an online store. Mm-hmm. Are they delivering as well? They're trying to get into the
e-commerce. You can order, you can order online now at Marshall's. It's a big deal for people who love Marshall's.
Yeah. All right. Number three has Facebook with new policy that doesn't work.
Yeah, their new political policy for their ads is kind of backfiring. Last week they said they had changed their advertising policies to exempt politicians and political parties from their new rules that ban misinformation. So essentially, no one can put an ad out saying that a product does certain things without, you know, without proof that it does, but a political candidate can put anything in an ad that they want, and as you can imagine, there are already lots of ads that the Trump campaign has purchased about Joe Biden. Elizabeth Warren got in on this. She purposefully bought an ad with fake information, and just to prove the point that anyone, if you're running for office, anyone can lie. And Facebook basically is not backing down. They said, you know, we're not. They didn't make a statement, but they just keep taking the checks. So I guess that's what matters to Facebook. It's not integrity. It's just the money.
Yep, right. It's all about the. It's not about insight. That's for sure. Number two. Yahoo and its breach settlement.
Yep. This is another settlement idea that, like we've been saying, with all of these other big settlements that come along, and they very rarely ever trickle down to the people who were affected. But if you did have a Yahoo account, this means Yahoo email or Yahoo Fantasy Sports, Finance, Tumblr, and Flickr, you can sign up at yahoodatabreachsettlement.com and see if you can get a few bucks back from them.
And the Farmers... Internet, there's the story. Mm-hmm. This is the story of the week as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, according to a new study funded by the United Soybean Board, 60% of farmers in America say they do not have enough Internet connectivity to run their businesses. And obviously, that's a crucial part of anyone's business in 2019. 59% of farmers who participated in the study said that they want to incorporate more data and Internet into their operations, but they just don't have the service.
Yeah. All right, so there it is. Buyer beware, I guess, much as anything else. Thank you, Victoria. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.